Today on the podcast, I want to talk about a brand new AI startup in the social media space. So social media is a notoriously hard realm to really crack into, and there's a new startup called BeFake. So essentially, this is a new social media app, which is kind of pushing the boundaries on digital self-expression. That's the idea here. So we're going to dive into it on the podcast and break down what exactly BeFake is and if we think this is going to be successful. So the first thing I'll say is that this is, you know, it sounds a lot like a play on, you know, the words Be Real, which was a big social media breakthrough that happened kind of last year and into this year as well. But essentially, it would ping a notification on your phone that would say, you know, take a selfie of yourself right now, wherever you are. And it would take a picture of yourself, but also whatever was in front of you. And the goal was, and then it would post it to like a story and all your friends would do the same thing and everyone would get the notification at the same time. So the idea behind Be Real was that it was, you know, just really, you know, this wasn't these glamorized photo shoots that you do for your Instagram. This was just like a photo you take wherever you're at and just real life. And, you know, taking the front and back picture was going to show, you know, where you were, what you were doing. And it was just kind of like a way to show what you were doing. Anyways, this is the opposite of that. This is BeFake. And this is integrating AI technology into everything you're doing. So the tagline of this company is, why be real when you can be fake? Again, just a direct, a direct shot at Be Real, I guess. But the app is now available in the App Store and Google Play. And in a recent conversation with GamesBeat, Darcia Dumont shared her thoughts on how BeFake offers a really kind of unconventional twist on the realities that are often depicted in, you know, mainstream social media platforms. And of course, that is the Darcia Dumont is the former CEO of Machine Zone and is the new CEO of BeFake. So harnessing the power of Alias's technologies, AI capabilities. So Alias Technologies is the company actually creating BeFake and actually coming out with this, but kind of harnessing what they are doing here. BeFake serves as an enticing platform for users to bolster their social media personas using simple text prompts. Users can essentially, you know, take a picture of themselves and then turn it into a really exciting AI generated image, right? So you take a selfie and then you'd say, you know, put me on Mars driving a Mars rover with a alien in the passenger seat. And it would take that same selfie you took, but, you know, you'd be able to make it all crazy and AI-ified, right? So talking to the CEO, she said, quote, BeFake is ushering in a transformative era in social media engagement intertwined with the increasing influence of AI. This isn't just an app, it's a vibrant platform for exploring new avenues of interaction through AI-forged visuals. We're of the view that genuineness can be echoed in fantasies as much as in realities. That's a fairly interesting perspective, I'd say. Contrary to kind of mainstream social media content, BeFake's kind of AI-driven visuals are really intriguing, and I think they inspire some interesting thought. Darcia Dumont emphasized that she believes that this actually inspires deeper thought into our lives. The platform promotes a really unique mode of communicating, which essentially is just encouraging users to go deeper into their identities beyond tangible realms. So it also sets the stage for a friendly immersion into the world of AI. This is going to obviously be a way that a lot of people are using this. Something that this makes me think of, right? Because I can't help but think that an app like BeFake is going to be really interesting, particularly to Gen Z and younger audiences, kind of like how TikTok initially grabbed younger audiences. And I think that this kind of brings up the concept that these younger audiences are literally going to be growing up with AI in their pocket, whether that's their social media, whether that's ChatGPT, whether that's Midjourney. There's a whole generation growing up right now that has very easy access to AI, and it's not going to seem as crazy as to many people that have lived much longer without it. So I think this is just going to be a really interesting paradigm shift and cultural shift that is going to play out in the future. So Garcia Dumont really is quite passionate about this new project, and she explained her intent behind the platform, saying, quote, my aim is to dismantle the walls hindering human connection. I'm convinced that AI can level the social media playing field, alleviating the anxieties many of us face when posting. While genuine, candid posts have their place, our vision is distinct. Users yearn for aspirational content, showcasing their finest selves online. BeFake enables users to seamlessly augment any moment using AI, sharing their inventive side. So this is really, really interesting, and I'm not sure if this is really going to help with the mental health crisis that's evidently caused by social media, or if it's going to hinder it. I guess it's got to be left to seen if, you know, like a lot of people complain that Instagram makes everyone look glamorized and perfect. And I guess in a way, something like Instagram, which is, you know, posed as this is reality, but in reality, everything on there is, you know, fake, enhanced, you know, Photoshopped, most of what's on there. So I think it's kind of interesting now that we have this platform that's launching called BeFake. And to be fair, I think this is good because at least everyone knows that everything on this platform is fake, right? If everything's AI generated, everyone looks perfect or great or however they want to look, or they look like they're, you know, a dwarf warrior, whatever, right? It's fake and everyone knows it's fake. Whereas Photoshop is mostly fake, Instagram is mostly fake, but everyone thinks it's real. So I guess in that sense, it's probably helpful for mental health, but I guess it's left to be seen. So BeFake has a user-centric design. Essentially, they are, you know, say that they are letting their users' creativity flow. But on the topic of her professional journey, Garcia Dumont, who's now the CEO of BeFake, was previously at the helm of a mobile gaming company, Machine Zone, which is responsible for hits like Game of War and Mobile Strike. And having overseen the creation of two globally successful mobile social games that generated over $1 billion, her transition to Alias Technologies post App11's acquisition of Machine Zone was marked by her assembling a team of AI enthusiasts and really focusing on generative AI. So rather than revisiting the game arena, Garcia Dumont really envisioned a whole paradigm shift around AI and social interactions. And that is where, you know, this new technology has come from. So I think it's going to be really interesting. This company is financially backed by Koshal Ventures, Next Coast Ventures, Joe Lionsdale, and they've built out a pretty solid team. So I think they have some room to grow here. I think they have a lot of potential, and it's definitely a company we'll be watching to see, you know, if they have product market fit and what the user adoption is in the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.